The Red Sox start the new year at Fenway today, yet to win a single game, as they face the New York Yankees at 2:05 this afternoon. This time around, the 0-6 Sox are off to their worst start since 1945. The Red Sox situation varies from season to season, but the scene at Fenway on opening day hasn't changed for decades. The suits playing hooky from work, along with their sons and daughters playing hooky from school, and many fans with baseball gloves hoping to catch a foul ball at the home opener. In a few minutes, a Fenway secret. Where in the park do you have the best chance of snagging a foul? But first, a story about gloves. Not those Asian-made ones that dominate the market. This one is about a premium Massachusetts-made baseball glove. The brand is Insignia. Its secret, the ability to quickly customize each glove.
We think it's huge, and we're doing it now.
Jim Devaney is the founder of Insignia, one of only two firms making leather baseball gloves in the entire U.S. It's in Worcester, which at one time was a shoemaking capital, and for Insignia, it's the headquarters of a baseball glove business that's booming. That is a cutting machine, slicing through an entire leather steer hide for the many parts needed to make a glove, while it also punches holes for the laces on a ball glove.
This does something in about a minute that would take me a half an hour to do if I run a standard machine. And I couldn't even cut it as efficiently as the machine does.
We walked the factory floor with Bill Lilly, who's been working with leather for 33 years, the last three exclusively, churning out baseball gloves.
It has punches to punch the holes for the lace holes where we run the laces. So it punches the holes and then it will cut the shape that we need.
And what part did that just cut?
That cut the middle finger. All the parts are laid out on the computer monitor, and it'll show us what parts it's cutting at any one time.
The idea here is to get as little waste as possible?
Absolutely.
Any kid who slept with a glove under the pillow knows the sweet smell of baseball glove leather. It just permeated this factory floor, where after the pieces are cut, they're stamped steer hide, then all the parts are sewn together inside out before each glove is turned by hand right side out.
He's placed the glove inside out on a series of metal rods that are sort of like fingers.
And they're heated. They're running at about 200 degrees, and what they help do is shape the glove.
It's a hand operation. He's pulling it down, and he's turning each finger one by one outside is out. It's incredibly labor-intensive.
It is. And these people are very, very good at what they do.
These ball gloves are not quite that well-broken-in, plain brown leather thing you've been playing with for years. Though they make those more traditional gloves, too, on most of these, the leather, the trim, the laces, and the embroidery are multicolored. They can be tailored to match any local college or high school team colors and be personalized for the individual ball player. Company founder Jim Devaney and his son Rob call this a big part of Insignia's growing appeal.
We're at 100 gloves a day now, which is an improvement of 35% over where we were 2 weeks ago. We have got to be at a weekly pace by July 1 of 1,500 gloves a week. We are only one-third of the way there.
The Devaneys are incredibly proud that these gloves and all their components are made in America, and even more proud that they're being made mostly by new Americans.
Almost all of our employees are of a refugee status or immigrant status, immigration status. So we have quite a few Iraqi Christians that have come to America because of persecution. We have a number of Latino populations. We have
Vietnam,
quite a few Vietnamese, Albanians, all through the process of immigration to America for social freedoms more than anything else. They come to us and they're very skilled. You know, sometimes some language skill difficult, but very skilled, very willing, very dependable.
It's kind of interesting that here you are tapping into refugees or new Americans in connection with the sport that is America's pastime.
In one of the few factories in America that make for the American pastime with an immigrant base that is not American. It's That is ironic.
Decades ago, Worcester was a huge leather-based manufacturing center, but what you're saying is it was a little hard to find that experience existing still when you needed it.
There had been enough of a lag between when Worcester was a real cut-and-sew city, and unfortunately we weren't able to tap a lot of the skills that had been there previously.
How's it going?
At this point, I'd say, Bob, that our restriction is our own capacity. At this point, our ramp-up is behind our sales effort, and that's been a long time since we could say that here. And it's a nice situation. That's one you're willing to work Saturdays and Sundays for.
When you look at all the baseball that's played across the country on many different levels, from the pros to the colleges to the high schools to the club teams to the VFWs, where do you think your biggest market is?
The very serious baseball player that is willing to spend money on a premium glove, we think that's the opportunity.
And we think beyond the serious baseball player, there's also a component of personalization and gift-giving that is not available if one has to go to Asia and wait 8 to 10 weeks for that same product, which we deliver in 10 days.
So if I'm a college coach and I want to come to you folks and I want baseball gloves for my players in my school's colors with my logo, how long is it going to take you to turn that around?
10 days.
If I wanted a Bob Oaks glove, how long would it take you to turn that around?
10 days.
But seriously, could you make gloves for individuals like that? That can't really be a big market, would it be?
We think it's huge. We think our first fiscal year we will sell over 20,000 personalized gloves with individual names on it, one of which will be Bob Oaks.
Well, that's clearly not going to be the biggest of sellers. To see a video of how an Insignia ball glove is made, from the cutting of the rawhide to the lacing up of the leather, go to our website, WBUR.org. Our story was produced by WBUR's Kathleen McNerney.